the examples you're citing also involved ground troops. You said time for Maduro to go.
Yeah.
That sounds a lot like regime change. Are you talking about troops on the ground?
I'll let the president speak to that. I'm talking about a briefing that would expand military operations potentially from the sea to the land. It is time for Maduro to go. It was time for Ortega to go. You know, the Monroe Doctrine has been robustly applied by President Trump. So these military assets are moving forward to deal with a country that's got blood on its hands when it comes to Americans by flooding our country with drugs from Venezuela and Colombia. So I hope Maduro would leave peacefully, but I don't think he's going to stay around much longer. I think President Trump is tired of Venezuela being used as a staging platform to poison America.
Well, there's a lot there, sir, but you cited a Democratic senator's criticism. He's not the only one.
Yeah.
Some of your Republican colleagues have been uncomfortable with what little information has been shared with Congress. Take a listen.
If they want all-out war where we kill anybody and everybody that is in the country of Venezuela or coming out, that has to have a declaration of war. It's something that is not pretty, very expensive, and I'm not in favor of declaring war on Venezuela, but the Congress should vote. The president shouldn't do this by himself.
If this was happening with this level of insight under the Biden administration, I'd be apoplectic.